This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado is expected to have one competitive congressional race next year, but it's not the one bringing in the most fundraising cash in the latest quarter. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The 4th congressional district is Colorado's reddest, but two Democrats are raising big dollars in their quest to run against Republican Representative Lauren Boebert. Democrat Eileen Laubacher, a retired Navy Rear Admiral, raised almost $2.5 million. Boebert, who is the safest GOP seat in the state, raised $110,000. The firebrand conservative was also outraised by Democrat Tricia Calvarese, who pulled in $500,000. Boebert beat Calvarese in 2024. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Safe-to-tell reports climbed to their second highest level in the anonymous student reporting system's history. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine explains.
Safe-to-tell received 3,800 reports in September. The uptick came after the shootings at Evergreen High School. Officials say elevated reporting is typical following major school safety incidents. September reports included a person who reported seeing alcohol in a student's car and expressed concerns that the student might be drinking and driving. School officials investigated, confirmed that alcohol was present, notified the student's parents, and issued disciplinary action. Another case involved a student blackmailing another. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A frost advisory is in effect for parts of the Front Range and Palmer Divide tonight, including Greeley, Lyman, and northern El Paso County. The Denver metro area is not included. This is CPR News.